Snooks, I thought you were asleep. You'd better go back to bed.
Why?
Because it's very late.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving tonight for Washington.
I want to go with you.
Now, don't be ridiculous. I'm taking an airplane and there's no room for you.
Why?
Because I've only reserved one berth.
What's a berth?
It's like a bed. But on trains and planes, they call them berths. I've explained this to you before.
Explain it again.
I haven't got time now. Go back to bed.
What's a berth?
I told you it's a bed. They have upper berths and lower berths.
Which did you take?
An upper.
Why?
Because that's all they had.
It's cheaper, too.
Not on planes, only on trains. Then the lower is higher than the upper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the upper is higher, naturally, but it's lower because when you're awake in the lower, you don't have to get down to get up. In the lower, you're already down when you're up, so that's why it's higher.
In the lower.
Exactly. Yeah. The berth below the one above is always the highest because it's the lowest.
Understand?
Understand. Oh, leave me alone. Go back to bed.
Go with you, Dad.
I told you there's no room.
I'll sleep in the middle.
The middle?
Yeah, because the middle is the upper and the slipper and the upper is the lower, not the middle. Now,
stop that. No, please don't cause any trouble now. I don't want to miss my plane.
Well, take me with you. I want to go to Washington with you.
Piffle, I wouldn't even consider it.
Piffle, I'm gone.
Now, stop that. You've got about as much chance of going with me as that lamp has of jumping off the table.
Shall I pack my bag, Daddy?
Oh, Snook, what did you do?
It jumped off, Daddy. Honest, I didn't touch it.
Now, that's the last straw, you little...
Well, I can't believe that even soft-hearted Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, would allow himself to be bullied into taking his angel child to Washington, but we'll see. Yes, she is, ladies and gentlemen. Fanny Price as Baby Snook. As you know, Daddy had to leave on a sleeper plane for Washington. Snooks awakened and pestered him to take her along. Of course, Daddy swore he wouldn't give in, so we find them both at the airport ready to leave. Listen.
Keep quiet.
Are you mad, Daddy?
No. I just don't understand how you wangle me into taking you along.
I'm a good wangler, ain't I?
You're great. Now stay behind that rail.
Why?
Because that's where the planes land. I don't want you to get hit by a flying propeller.
Why?
I don't know. Stay behind that rail just the same.
Where's our plane, Daddy?
The pilot is bringing it in from San Francisco. It's not due for another 5 minutes.
Maybe he got lost.
He can get lost. The pilot has a compass.
What's that?
It's an instrument that tells you which way is north, south, east, and west.
Which way is it?
Oh, you've learned the points of the compass. If you're facing north, what's on your left hand?
Fingers.
No, it's west. And I'm not going to explain the compass to you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Oh, don't bother me. The pilot will bring the plane in on time.
How will he find the way?
He'll ask an eagle.
What if he don't see an eagle?
Then he'll ask her to talk.
The same talk will bring the baby?
Yes.
Daddy.
What is it?
Who brings the baby talk?
I don't know. I wish that plane would hurry.
There's a plane, Daddy. Let's get on that one.
And that's a mail plane.
How can you tell?
The sign says so. United States Mail. They carry letters.
I want some letters.
Oh, stop it. Look, what's the load of packages on that plane?
Who's that man?
He's the pilot. He drives the plane.
He's been horseback riding, ain't he?
What makes you think so?
Because he's got a pillow strap.
That's the parachute. Commercial pilots often wear them.
Why?
In case something happens to his plane while he's flying, he can jump out. The parachute helps him land safely.
Does he land sitting down?
Of course not.
Then why did he slap the pillow on him?
I told you it's not a pillow. It's a parachute.
Get me one, Daddy.
You don't need one.
Well, how will I jump out if we all have an accident?
Oh, don't worry. We won't have any accidents.
Why?
Because planes today are as safe as automobiles. Safer. There are more accidents in cars than there are in planes.
Why?
Oh, maybe it's because the pilot isn't always hugging the co-pilot.
Don't the pilot like the co-pilot? profile?
Yes, he loves it.
And why don't he hug him?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
I want to hug a pilot.
Well, I'll talk to him when we get on the plane. I hear it coming.
I'm afraid to fly, Daddy.
Oh, now don't start that. Come on, help Daddy with the bag. Take that little one.
Going.
Oh, please, Snooks. You talked me into taking you along. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I simply must take that plane. I can't leave you here.
It's going to fall down, Daddy.
No, it isn't. It's only landing. Just look how perfect it lands. See? Now, come on. They're opening the door to let us on.
Hold my hand.
Okay. Be careful going up the gangplank.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make any noise.
Mm. Who's that pretty lady, Daddy?
She's the stewardess.
Does she hug the pilot?
No. She'll take care of us on the trip.
I want to hug the pilot.
All right, later. Let's get aboard.
Good evening. Name, please?
Higgins. This is my child.
You're an upper and lower six. How old are you, little girl?
I'm 7. My daddy's 35. Want to hug him?
No. She's very tired. I'd like to get her right to bed.
Certainly. Follow me. Here we are.
Who are you in this one, Daddy?
Stop peeking in those curtains.
Why?
People are sleeping there, dear. Can I help you undress?
No.
I'll unlace your shoes.
I want to get out.
You can't get out. We're going to take off in a second.
That's right, dear. You better take off your dress.
Are you going to take off, too?
Uh-huh.
You take off first, then I'll take off.
Okay. You better let me handle her, miss.
All right, sir. Call me if you need me.
Thank you. Come on, Snooks. Climb up that little ladder.
Where?
Right up there in the upper. That's where you'll sleep.
I don't want to sleep up there.
Do you want to sleep in the lower?
No.
Then where do you want to be?
With the pilot.
Please, Snooks, you'll wake up all the passengers in the plane. Climb up there like a good girl.
I'm afraid to sleep there alone.
Oh, don't worry. The angels will take care of you.
Where's the angel, Daddy?
Oh, the plane is full of them.
And shut up with that racket!
Is that one of the angels, Daddy?
See? I told you to keep quiet. You woke up that man. Now get undressed.
All right. Daddy.
Shh. Yes.
Tell me a story.
No, not tonight. All right.
Hey, why don't you keep that kid quiet?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir. It's her first flight and she's a little nervous. She won't disturb you anymore.
Okay.
Tell me a story, Dad.
All right, but a quick one. And no interruptions. Comprehend?
Comprehend.
This is the story of Tom Thumb.
Oh, I like it.
Well, there was once an old couple who didn't have any children. And they always wanted a little child.
Why?
Because they didn't know how well off they were. So they went to a magician named Merlin.
Who went?
The old couple. They went to him and asked him.
Ask who?
For Merlin. They asked him for a child,
even
if he was no bigger than his father's thumb.
Uh-huh.
So Merlin gave them a child no bigger than his father's thumb. And they called him Tom Thumb.
Who called him?
Tom's parents. They had...
Tom who?
Tom Thumb.
Who he?
The boy in the story.
Which story?
The story I'm telling you, Tom Thumb.
Stop.
Where is he? Don't interrupt. So as soon as Tom came to live with them, the king of the fairies wanted to see him. So his mother dressed him.
The king's mother?
No, Tom's mother.
Tom who?
Tom Thumb.
We'll have to put that kid to sleep or else there'll be trouble.
I'm sorry, sir. She'll go to sleep now. Okay, Snooks, that's the end of the story. Good night.
Good night. Daddy.
What is it?
Take me down.
What for?
I have to get down.
No.
I want a drink. Call that girl.
Oh, all right. I'll press the button and the stewardess will bring you a drink.
Yes, sir.
Oh, will you bring a drink for my little girl, please?
Certainly.
You don't have to. I don't want no drink.
Then why did you make me call her?
I wanted to make sure she wasn't hugging the pilot.
Ah, good night.